In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. Unlike the four distinct seasons we have here in the northeastern part of United States, in Kerala, the place where Susan and I come from, has only two seasons, the dry monsoon and the wet monsoon. During the wet monsoon, Kerala gets very heavy rain, to the point that flooding was a common occurrence. However, this year, rain was incessant, and it lasted longer. And when it was all over, the total rainfall for the season was 2.5 times than the normal. Flooding rivers, sliding mountains, breaching dams, drowned houses 6 feet under water. Collapsed bridges, submerged roads, and other infrastructures caused heavy loss of life and property. Army, Navy, and Air Force had been deployed in many locations to rescue people. People were evacuated, including my own family, to higher grounds in shelters or homes of relatives and friends. Normal life in Kerala came to a standstill. While the flood and its aftermath were catastrophic and tragic, we also witnessed bravery, cooperation, and the basic goodness of people. It was great to watch on YouTube the Hindus allowing Muslims to worship in their temples, and Hindus and Muslim youth cleaning up Christian churches, and the Christian priests and bishops supplying food and other necessities to those living in shelters. It was also great to see how the shelters housed people without regard to their caste, creed, or class. Very rich and the very poor sharing the same quarters. Brahmins and untouchables eating food served from the same vessel. What kept most people leaving their homes was their possessions. But as the water level kept inching up to the point of threatening their very own life, last minute they left with only what they had on their back and nothing else. At the shelters, everybody was equal. Yes, this flood had a democratizing and equalizing impact on the people of Kerala. This flood and its aftermath in Kerala made me think about life in general and about our needs and wants in a different way than I had ever thought of them before. See, we all suffer from this notion about life that somehow it owes us something. We do so from the get-go of our life, from the moment we are born into this world as a bundle of cravings screaming for the satisfaction of our needs. This notion leads us to think God as someone with whom we can negotiate or strike a deal. Another possibility is to think of God as a Santa Claus God who just simply gives, demanding nothing in return. For those who think life owes them something, the flood in Kerala was not only a repudiation of their belief, but a terrible injustice. How can God do this to us? Some in Kerala ask. For some, it was a punishment from God for not keeping their side of the bargain. and those who were not affected by the flood continued to believe in Santa Claus, God of simply giving and accept nothing in return. Contrary to these popular notions of life and God is the Christian belief that life is a gift, and the giver of this gift is a God who is neither Santa Claus nor someone that you can negotiate with. Our life, understood as a gift from God, and our possessions also as a gift from God, we and all we have simply belong to God. In other words, we don't own anything. We are rather stewards of everything. During my seminary years, one summer I worked in a Presbyterian church in Tacoma Park, Maryland. When the pastor and his family went on vacation for a couple of weeks, they let me stay in their beautiful house. It was a house with lots of exquisite paintings and antique furniture. It was really nice of them to allow me to stay and use their place while they were away. I was particularly attentive to how I found everything and how I used the furniture, the dishes, and the books. If I moved anything, I made sure that I put it back the way it was before, because this house did not belong to me. It was simply entrusted to my use and care for a short period of time. It was a wonderful gift. I believe life is like that. None of it belongs to us. We are here for a short period of time. What we are entrusted with while we are here, we are to take care of it. So, God is neither a quid pro quo giver nor a Santa Claus type giver. The God of Christian faith gives so we can become joyful givers ourselves, and not just self-absorbed receivers. Remember that we are made in the image of God, who gives generously. And so we are also expected to be generous givers. God's gifts aim at making us into generous givers, not just fortunate receivers. God gives so that we can be givers too. In the net, our monthly newsletter, I wrote to imagine us being in the midstream of the flow of God's goodness, blessings, and God's gifts. We are not the ultimate destination of this flow. Rather, we find ourselves enjoying the flow in the midstream and then become channels of this flow into others. Yes, we are both receivers and givers. How do we know that we are in the midstream of God's blessings? How do we measure our blessedness? Do we measure it by how much we keep it to ourselves or by how much we pass it on to others? How can we live more intentionally into possessing nothing but stewarding everything? One way to do that is to take a very thorough inventory of our life, of what we may consider as our possessions. Let us this do as a homework assignment. First, I thought of doing it here in the church, but let's do it at home on your own. There are different categories of possessions. Our one category may be all the tangible stuff such as automobiles, real estate, and other assets. Make a list of that. Another category may be our relationship with others, such as family, friendship, association, and the like. Yet another category is relationship to our own self. How we regard and see our own self, what we expect or demand or value about our own self. Yet another category may be our expectations in life, hopes, plans, anticipations for the present or the future. Make this inventory and turn it into an offering to God on your own in your private time with God. Acknowledging God, before God, all this, O God, is your gift. Saying, all things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own have I given thee. The other day, Todd Jackson sent me this prayer attributed to a Christian Confederate soldier. Let me read this to you. I ask God for strength that I might achieve. Instead, I was made weak that I might learn humbly to obey. I ask for health that I might do greater things. I was given infirmity that I might do better things. I asked for riches that I might be happy. I was given poverty that I might be wise. I asked for power that I might have praise of men. I was given weakness that I might feel the need for God. I asked for all things that I might enjoy life. I was given life that I might enjoy life. I was given life that I might enjoy all things. I got nothing that I asked for, but got everything I had hoped for. Almost despite myself, my unspoken prayer were answered. I am among all people most richly blessed. Friends, we are blessed. Perhaps not the way we hope for. We are both receivers and givers. Washed in the midstream of God's blessing, we benefit from God's gifts in our lives, and then we bestow it on others. This morning, may each one of us hear God saying to us, well done, good and trustworthy servant. You've been a good steward in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.